I'm Wild Thing, and you're tuned in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Ugly people have it easy. Don't believe the hype. Everybody think that pretty people get life the best. Nah, that's where all the competition is. Everybody is fighting for supremacy of being the best looking. And the award for best looking changes hands every day. Susan might be the best looking today, but then Christina might be the best looking tomorrow. And then the very next day, Ashley might be the best looking. So by the time Ashley becomes the best looking, the other two ladies are so depressed and competitive, they're trying their very best to match up, and you know, it just becomes a crazy hamster race to nowhere. So don't believe the hype. Pretty people do not have it the easiest. You know, pretty people have a lot of anxiety. Why? Because they know the things they had to do to sacrifice to be able to be that beautiful for that moment. And they know that beauty is fleeting. They only control it for a little while. So they know that any enhancements that they've made, that somebody can make better enhancements. And if a person is only attracted to you because of your physical beauty, then when somebody more beautiful comes along, then that person is going to leave. And that's something in the back of every man and woman mind who, you know, claims supremacy based upon looks. So with that being stated, ugly people, or what people would say are physically unattractive people, actually have it better. They don't have the pressures of competition with the beautiful people in the world. And now, it may, you know, hurt them for a little while internally, but after they overcome that, they realize how much freedom they have in life, all the things that they can do and become. In fact, ugly people, or shall I say, what you may call physically unattractive people, are more astounding. You know, when you are less than attractive, the world stops and takes notice of you to try to figure out, how did you accomplish this without going through the rat race like everybody else who's trying to look good? So, you know, disproportionate people stand out the most. It's easier for them to go through life, to overcome setbacks, because they never were credited. They never were considered to be the best of the best, or had the best opportunities, or to be the smartest, just because of how they looked. You know, people underestimated them. So as they went through life and go through things, it only strengthens them. Those situations only strengthened them. So whereas growing up, those people who consider beauty to be so important, you know, the pressure of beauty weighs down on you. The older that you get, the more you grow, the more people you are exposed to. There's no way you can be the best looking. It's always somebody good looking, better than you, or like I say, better than you the next day. So that pressure gradually just weighs down on you. Whereas the less good looking people who have to deal with life not through rose-colored glasses, but clearly, those people prosper the most, because everything becomes fuel to their fire now. Whereas it used to hurt them, sticks and stones was hurting them. What they did was they collected the sticks and they created a fire. And they collected the stone and they created they collected the stones and they created a foundation for which they built a building, a skyscraper, not a house, a skyscraper with the stones and a fire, a big ass bonfire, you know. So throughout life, as they suffered setbacks, they became stronger and more courageous and determined and thrilling and awesome. They live an awesome life, you know. So, yeah, it's complete bullshit if you think that good-looking people got it better than bad-looking people, or less attractive people, or ugly people, or whatever you want to call them. I mean, I myself, I may not be the pick of the litter, you know. You may walk past me and not even notice me. Like, he's just a regular dude. But I'm not a regular dude. Like, I can do all things. Like, for real, for real. So, I know it's a whole bunch of people like me. You know, the Napoleon complex is great for people who go through things, or, you know, who life, people might look the other way, like, oh, you're not this, you're not that. Those people grow up and those people go hard, like extra fucking hard, you know, like the ugly duckling that becomes beautiful. You know, you got to watch out for them women that were ugly that become beautiful. I mean, well, quote unquote, ugly as kids and, you know, beautiful as adults, because they've dealt with all that rejection. So now, even with the beauty, they have the strength. They have the boldness, the courageousness. You know, they believe in themselves through and through. So those type of people are able to accomplish anything. And then, last but not least, once these type of less than attractive people do accomplish things and great things and become all these things, well, once you get the paper, once you get the resources, now you can buy the looks. You know, the good look is the car. The good look is the clothes. The good look is the charm. The good look is you got time to enjoy life and do the things you want to do, and you can enjoy it with other people. You know, the good look is the company that you keep, you know, the people around you and the things that they into. The good look is your goals and the things you're going, you know, like, damn, you right here now and you going there. You know, that's the good look. You know, so once you put all that together, the whole package for the good look, and now you compare that just to a person who looks good, like your whole life is a good look. But that person only looks good. There's no comparison. So yeah, that's it. You know, period. Let me know what you think. Holla back. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Hey, make sure you check out our sponsors, Liquor Lollipops at liquorlollipops.com, makers of great-tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. I'm your host, Wild Thang, and make sure you check out my latest project, Motorcycle Music, streaming on all platforms. Holla back. Peace.